Welcome to Sweeping the Country. My co-host today, Mr. Jimmy Carter. How are you, Jimmy?
Okie dokie. You know, we last talked, there was that assassination attempt on Trump.
Oh, at the golf course. Yeah, that's right.
You know, one thing a lot of people didn't bring up, I don't think they did, I didn't see it in the coverage, is that on September, two different dates in 1975, people shot it and attempted to assassinate Gerald Ford, the president.
Interesting.
In San Francisco, Squeaky Frome was one of the dates, and Sarah Jane Moore was the other. I don't remember where they both were. One was in San Francisco in front of the hotel there at Union Square, but they both were found guilty. They both got life sentences, and they were both paroled.
Wow. That's
and John Hinckley actually shot President Reagan. Didn't kill him, but almost did.
Yeah, that's right.
He got a big sentence. And he's been paroled.
Has he really?
How can you possibly, and that's because of judges in Washington and judges in California who are extremely liberal. Oh, these people are better now. No, if you shoot at the president or you kill the president or you shoot the president, you ought to be in prison the rest of your life. No ifs, ands, and buts about that.
That's a thick,
no chance of parole.
That is a thick line to cross. You know, people talk about the line, oh, it's a thin line and this. That's not. That's a thick line. I mean, if you're crossing that line...
I found out that, you know, because more things are coming out about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things we don't know yet. I want to know who's paying for this guy. You know, he had a place in Hawaii.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't much of a place, and he was living with a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
But how is he paying to go back and forth to the United States? You know what airfares are?
Yeah,
from
sure.
From Hawaii to the East Coast? Big time.
Well, and he
was going to Ukraine.
Yeah,
he went to Ukraine.
He protested there.
God knows
there.
What that cost. He didn't get a frequent flyer pass to go to that. Somebody's paying this guy.
Well, by now, maybe he's got mileage. I don't know. But
there's monkey business going on.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It found out here that the guy that was golfing with Trump that day, when the Secret Service agent fired the shot in the air or whatever he did, he did it as much to alert the other people as he did to try to do something with the gun barrel that he saw. But they did what this golf buddy said, that they did what they do. All these Secret Service agents piled on top of Trump.
Wow.
He got piled on top of again.
You know, Jimmy, you just said something, and I was just thinking about it while you said it. They fired into the ground, which is, you know, part of the story. That was the warning, right? But on the first attempt, nobody fired anything except for the gunman who got the shot off and hit his ear, right?
Right.
But had somebody seen the gunman on the roof and just shot into the ground, that would have put everything into play, right?
Right.
I mean, it's interesting that they learned
the whole thing
from that.
That whole thing is weird.
It is weird. I agree.
Nobody wanted to do anything. Nobody, they saw the guy, no one, you know, they tried to call somebody, the radios didn't work.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they don't want to tell it, but they're real short. Secret Service,
they're
short.
They must be,
And you know, you just don't go out today to Manpower and pick up a Secret Service agent. I mean, there's a lot of... you know, background and a lot of check-in and a lot of everything.
Yes.
It's a long way in the pipeline, years or more to get. And you certainly don't start out on the presidential, you know, you're off at the office in Seattle or something, you know, while you're learning to be a Secret Service agent.
Do you think they're using more agents or?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe
they're using more and they have more responsibility and the threat is higher.
Yeah.
And again, like we have done these people that in this administration that have run the Homeland Security, you know, I don't know how, I don't think they've done a very good job.
I would agree with that.
The border, and then you look at what's happened, you know, with the Secret Service, surely needed to be ramped up before a presidential year. And we're not beginning to be a safer world. You know, they've got to deal with, there's all kinds of agencies here. You've got the Secret Service that's, you know, they're in charge of counterfeiting, too.
I didn't know that. That's
you know, they were part of the Treasury Department. They moved over into Homeland Security, and I presume they're still part of their deal was counterfeit. But,
interesting.
You know, they got a lot to do in their State Department security. There's Defense Department security. There's Capitol Police.
Yeah.
There's so many different people that do not quite what the Secret Service do, but similarly, you know, all these folks at the Capitol Police, they got a uniform division. They've got a plainclothes division. And you've got people in the Defense Department that are guarding separately the Defense Secretary and people like that.
Right.
And it's just I don't know. I just think we just don't take things seriously until something happens. You know, it's like airplane thing. There's been a lot more incidents lately of things on the runway, and we just don't spend the money. We our priorities in these big cities. You know, I'm riding around in Nashville last weekend, and it doesn't even make big news that somebody went into a house in a fairly decent neighborhood in a getting to be a shaky part of town and killed three people.
Wow.
Shot them to death.
Wow.
Three people. And one woman escaped. Don't know if she was wounded or not, but she never showed up. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then the people that did it ran off and got in the car and left. They hadn't picked them up.
Hmm.
And it's not even that big a deal. It doesn't even hardly make news.
Golly, that's crazy.
It was probably a drug retaliation, you know, but it was still people getting murdered. And, you know, it's just these big towns where they wanted to defund the police and they wanted to do all that.
Yeah.
We're in a world that needs a lot more police and a lot more Secret Service because there's so many nuts roaming. Just driving the other day in Nashville, in a course of 30 minutes driving from one part of town to the other, two people absolutely just ran red lights.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'd have been in the middle of the intersection, they'd have T-boned me. But they absolutely just ran the red light.
Jeez.
Two different ones. And then one, we were in traffic on a 5-lane road, two on one side, two on another, and a chicken lane in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy pulls out there in the chicken lane and just takes off. You know, and of course, if any policeman would ever see anything like that, they'd get pulled over and stop. But you don't ever see a policeman. I didn't see a police car in all my drive across town. You don't see them. There's no visibility, none.
I think there's
There's not enough of them.
I agree with you, and I think there's twofold reason for that. And I don't know, there may be more, but one is obviously the defunding, so there's not enough money to hire more people in some cases. The other is if I'm looking to be, and at one time I wanted to be, a police officer, I'm looking at the target that was put on their back during the BLM movement and all that.
Absolutely, there's that, and that's why our... You know, our military is down, too.
Yeah, because, I agree.
You know, look what the mess they killed the service people when they were trying to get out of Afghanistan.
Right.
So stupidly.
Yeah.
I mean, we have morons that are in our government, and we elect these people.
Right.
And we don't elect the best people because the best people don't want to do it. The best people don't want to go through the ordeal of what you go through, you know, the lack of everything, you know.
Yeah.
God bless the people that do run for office and do it. As much as we don't like some of the stuff that some of them do, they're still giving service to the country because not a lot of people want to do a lot of those jobs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would say more of the, you know, the firefighters, the police officers.
Oh, of course. There's certainly,
I think those people tend to be a little more dedicated to the, and I think some of the politicians serve themselves a little too while they're in there.
Oh, they are. They're actors.
Yeah.
You know, they just happen to be in a political theater.
Yeah, right.
Instead of, you know, in a movie.
Boy,
and they're definitely, you know,
true.
They're definitely love the sound of their own voice and that type of thing. But we've got to get more, you know, number one, we got to change the whole attitude about how we deal with police. You know, the fact that, but we can't, we're so locked.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to explain to this with somebody the other day of why someone did. When you have two boxers, they want to go into a match and fight each other, you've got to have a referee.
Sure.
When you've got two football teams going together, you've got to have a bunch of referees to make sure people are following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
This country is close. We're not 50-50. We're maybe 50-50 overall, but we're not 50-50. California, we're anything but 50-50. New York, we're not 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, we're 70-30. And then you come to an Alabama or a Mississippi or Louisiana or Texas, and it's more like, in some cases, 80-20 or maybe 70-30 on the other side. But we have to have referees somehow to keep us apart because we can't get along.
No,
and politically,
I don't think you're wrong about that.
We can't get along. We just can't. And we're like people getting divorced. We're irreconcilable differences.
Wow. You know.
And I just don't see how we ever are going to get back together because we're so far apart in what people believe and what they don't believe. And, you know, I think both sides are screwed up. I mean, I really do. I mean, the police, you know, have done some crazy things. certainly in the South, I'm certainly aware of it.
Yeah.
And abuses that they've done, abuses of power and other things. And then you see the police commissioner in New York just stepped down. It's all over the place where there are problems. But
I just there's
just not enough people. You know, I don't know what the problem is.
I don't either. I just saw, well, it happened about 2 weeks ago, I guess, not this weekend, but last weekend, just before one of the professional sports games. There was a player that was breaking the law, exceeding the speed limit by, I don't know, I'm going to say 40.
Right, that was Miami. Uh-huh.
40 miles an hour or something like that. The cop did his job. He pulled him over, right? He got the guy pulled over. It turned into, and I watched all the footage, and when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, that's terrible. They should have never done that to this guy. And then I watched the footage, and I thought, okay, well, they're dealing with scumbags every day, all day, right?
Yeah,
and
that's all they deal
you
with.
You know, right, roll the window down. No, I'm not going to do that. Get out of the car. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. Okay,
yeah.
So now I'm going to drag you out of the car. Well, yeah, it got a little sideways, but at the same time, where is the middle ground where you go, okay, these cops have to deal with this all the time. This guy was breaking the law. They pulled him over. Right. He was breaking the law.
See, now they mm-hmm. just let people break the law.
Right.
You know, because
right.
they don't want to pull him over. They don't want to have that incident. You know,
right.
it's bad. Really bad.
You have
and
to.
At risk, and it is putting all of our lives in jeopardy, this type of response.
I would
and
agree.
Where I get crazy. I get real crazy,
mm-hmm.
is when they spend money on bike lanes instead of police cars. You know, we want fewer police. We need more bike lanes because these people don't have a clue. They don't have a clue of how dangerous the world is. They're just like little deer that just came out into the woods. They don't have a clue on how dangerous it is because this country has lived in safety for a pretty long time.
Yeah, that's it.
And we got scared. Some of the people maybe woke up for 10 minutes when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe a few other things have awakened them, but not many.
Mm-mm.
And we've got a whole generation that doesn't get it. And we got people like James Cameron that wants to, his big mission in life when he gets through with Avatar, which bores me to death anyway, is to make this movie about Hiroshima and tell the Japanese side. There is no Japanese side.
Mm.
We were at war with that country, and it was either get a million of our people killed
right.
while we were invading Japan, or it was drop the bomb and show them who was boss, mm-hmm. and let's stop this war. We did what we did and had to do too, because the first one didn't get the message.
Right.
And you're going to tell me their story? I'm sure horrible. You know, they had families and everything too, but their country were at war. We were trying to end the war without having more casualties. What were we supposed to do? Let's just give up a million people because we're going green. I'm just so tired of that whole
attitude. That is the mindset.
I'm sick of it.
That is the mindset now. I mean, I saw something the other day I thought was interesting. Let's say the Chinese invade America. Would this generation say, hey, hold on, let's hear them out. Let's see what they got to say. Maybe this will be good for us, right? And I just can't imagine coming from that angle, but they do. They do. There is that.
But we don't need rednecks wanting to get into a fight everywhere we're going to.
That's also
and to
true.
Be America's policeman all over the place. I totally agree with that. The whole Ukraine deal, I don't know that it would have happened if Trump had been in, because he, like Reagan, a lot of foreign countries looked at Trump very much like they did Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They were scared that Reagan was going to do something.
Right,
you know, that he
right.
was going to drop a bomb on them, or he wasn't going to play around with them.
Right.
And I think they felt that nervousness, including some of the people in government, felt that nervousness about Trump.
Including,
you know,
some
what is he going to do? Because remember the generals that we're talking about here, and I had this discussion with a military person. These generals we're talking about are generals that were made generals during the Clinton administration or the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that those upper ranks are totally political.
Yeah.
At that point, when you start getting into 3 stars, 4 stars,
right,
and head and chief of staff, and those are Democratic hand pointed who are, they have a certain philosophy about engagements and other things that they do. The other ones, they got out. Remember during Obama, this Rolling Stone reporter blindsided this general who was the hot general over there in Afghanistan, went with him and rode up, and he said a couple of things that whatever it was, he got taken out as a general. He was the best general we had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a Patton. You know, Patton was a great general, but he didn't know when to, you know, when to stop on certain things.
Right.
But it just gets me fired up because naive is the best word I can think of about a lot of people. And you see these people that come out of the woods like this character, who I really hope, and I'm sure they are, looking into everything he's about, because mm-hmm. it just seems weird. I want to know how he's spending his money and how he got his money other than roofing. And I don't know any roofers that are having a girlfriend in Hawaii and flying back and forth to Ukraine and do all that. And he's non-military. He's never been in the military, but he wants to go fight against Russia.
Yeah,
I mean, something about this, and he's supposedly not crazy, although he sure is acting like he is.
I was just blown away by the fact that they were able to find this guy.
Well, luckily, there was a good citizen that saw him running, getting his car, which was probably a rental car,
mm-hmm.
and got the tag number. And they have a lot of tag readers in Florida.
Yeah. Overpasses.
I don't know if they have them where you are. But
yeah, they have some areas, yeah.
Yeah, they're more and more. You're getting mm-hmm. more and more of the state police, and it helps them solve a lot of crimes. And so they had the tag number and, I guess, the car, what kind of car it was.
Wow.
And somehow, about 45, 50 minutes away to the north, they caught him.
But he didn't even get a shot off or anything, right? I mean, they just...
Yeah, well, he was a goon. You know, he didn't know what he was doing. I mean, he had this little nest with his ceramic plates and his GoPro camera, which is totally... What was that going to
do? When you're going to film it while you shoot somebody?
Well, yeah, they were going to film it and put it on the internet, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
You know, that was part of it. But, I mean, that's a terrible camera. It's a wide-angle lens.
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to...
It's not zooming in.
You're not going to see even what your naked eye would see. You know, it's zooming.
Right.
And you're dealing with hundreds of yards away. You would have seen nothing.
Yeah.
But
wild.
This guy, you know, and again, a lot of these people that do this stuff aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what do you think is spurring this? I mean, obviously there's things that are said by, you know, both parties that may affect, you know, people at any given time. But why do you think there's multiple attempts? This is like one of the first times I've seen one and then another one. And then how many are going to continue?
Yeah, I don't know what the motivation was for Gerald Ford thing. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember John Hinckley shot Reagan because he wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
That's right. He wanted to date her or something. Yeah.
He wanted her to know about this. Right. So he's insane. Oswald, we never did know what he was all about. We don't know what this guy that shot Trump in the ear, we don't know what his motivation was at all.
That's
other than he was a loner. We don't know what the motivation was for the guy that shot all the people in Las Vegas at the country show.
We never know.
Any motivation on that. So sometimes you just don't know about these people, but we do know that there's a hit out on Trump,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think there were hits out on Bush, you know, from the Middle Eastern people.
Gotcha.
But they, you know, didn't do it because they knew, like when we were doing this podcast, you know, Israel blew up these pagers.
2000 I saw that.
Pagers.
Yeah, nine people.
You know,
people
and injured
died.
All these Hezbollah people.
Yeah.
You know, we have things, you know, that's another thing. We've seen some of these news reports lately.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they just don't want to be honest in some things because they want to, maybe they're being good patriots and not being honest.
Okay.
Although I question their patriotism a lot of times with things you see. But, you know, the Chinese Navy is bigger than ours now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they've got the drone Navy that we have. You know, we've all this secret stuff that nobody reports on.
Yeah.
A few times you see it in military publications and,
mm-hmm.
you know, go to military.com. You can see all kinds of stuff. You know, we have pilotless planes. In fact, that's what they dogfight with, are pilotless F-16s.
Really?
Out of Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City.
Yeah,
They go out over the Gulf and the F-22s dogfight them.
Fascinating. I had no idea.
Put these programs in. So we've got all that stuff. And it's just like now, think of the sophistication that it requires when those SpaceX rockets go up and then the two solid rocket boosters are separated and then they fly back to headquarters.
Oh, God,
and
it's
land.
Astonishing. Yeah.
No telling how much computing is necessary to be able to do that. Believe me, they've been working on for so long these submarine drones, these things that can go down in the bottom and just sit there and wait to be called up. I mean, we've got all that stuff in the Navy. We've got God knows what in the Air Force. We've got God knows what in the rocketry department.
Thank
if we
goodness.
Can do all that stuff separately, you know, I would pray that we've got that in the military.
Yeah.
And they're usually 5 or 10 years ahead of everybody on everything anyway.
I'm glad they're not telling people what we've got.
You know, I mean, I had a guy teaching me in college.
Mm-hmm.
I took basic criminal investigation in school. And he was a former military OSS guy in the military. And he was telling us how they would go in to some place where they were going to have diplomatic meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be in this particular, they'd know they would be in this hotel, you know, on this floor doing this. And they would paint the walls. And the walls were painted with some type of reflecting. They would turn the whole walls into microphones.
Holy cow. How many years ago?
That was 30 or 40 years ago they had
that. Crazy.
So we have no idea the stuff that they can do. I saw things when I was in Houston. They could read the car tag from space.
Oh my gosh.
In 1980.
So here we are 40 years later.
And God knows what they can do.
You're right.
You know, I mean, and also someone said, how could they not have found this guy? Well, that's a good question if he was there for 12 hours. But remember, Trump didn't tell them till they didn't have much advance notice to go to the golf course, maybe 3 or 4 hours mm-hmm. at the most. But he figured he was going to go golfing, so maybe they should have figured it. But infrared, which you have in most police helicopters,
mm-hmm.
can look down and see people hiding in bushes.
Hot patches. Yeah, you can.
But they didn't see that. And
interesting.
And you wonder, were they looking? You know, are they doing everything they can to protect all these people? And I guarantee you, with the president, he's getting different kind of security.
Oh,
that
sure.
Trump is getting, that Harris is getting, that any of these people are getting.
Yeah.
And he should.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's every kind of thing going on. But there's a lot of sneaky stuff out there that the military and the intelligence services have. You know, they read. Yeah, that's why I've told people, man, you're just stupid if you put stuff on text and you put stuff. Their NSA is reading all that. Computers are reading everything.
Oh, yeah.
But no one is listening to it, but it's in a computer. And
if
it flags
they need
certain
it.
Words, it flag it, it can flag certain things. And these computers are, you know, look at what they do when you go online and you try to buy something, and then it'll show up in an ad somewhere on Facebook or whatever.
You don't even have to look for something. You could just say you're looking for something.
Yeah.
I said something the other day that was totally off cuff. I don't know, some movie that I wanted to see, and the next day it pops up on my feed.
Right. Well, think about that's used in the public for advertising.
Yeah.
Think of what the military had probably been able to do with that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
So,
no doubt about it.
Know,
they're doing something here that's kind of interesting. One of the counties outside of the metro area has put something in. I think it's called, I may be wrong about this, so don't quote me, but I think it's called Spot Shot or something like that. And it identifies a gunshot.
Oh, no, they have that based, in big cities now.
Yeah,
they have
based on a sound, a certain sound.
And they have a bunch of different microphones all over the place, and they can take it down to pretty close.
They pretty much pinpoint where the shot came from. And
yeah, and so that way the police can go to that where that is.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I was floored by that.
They're doing that in a lot of cities that are high crime, and they need it. But the cops, you know, they're outmanned. Think about this kook with Trump.
Yeah.
He's got an AK type of weapon with the serial number filed off.
Right.
Who does that?
Well, an illegal gun buyer would do that.
No telling. And so how is he hooked up with those people, you know?
Let me ask you
something.
How does
he know that world?
Would you know where to go buy a gun?
No, I have no idea where to go.
I wouldn't either. I would have no idea.
And so how would he know? He doesn't live there. Yeah. How would he know where to get it? And he surely didn't bring it from Hawaii. There's no way you're getting an AK on a plane.
No way. No way. No, he got that here.
Somewhere in North Carolina, wherever he's been, and they're going to know where he's been based on his cell phone, because he's, you know, pretty much an idiot, you know, with his secretness, you know, because they're going to know everything. But I hope they're, and I know they are, looking at all his purchases and his bank accounts and where his money's coming from.
Yeah, I hope so.
They may not tell us, but I'm telling you, he ain't running around on green stamps trying to fly to Ukraine and renting cars. The car rent a car today is $100-something a day now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Easy.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. So he was running up some bills Where's he getting all that money?
Does anyone think, too, that you're not being watched the entire time you're on this planet now? I mean, I go in to any situation now. I'm watched at somebody's doorbell. I'm watched downtown if I'm walking through a city street. I'm in my car. The phone is tracking where I'm going. I can get in my car. You can, too. I'll get in, and it'll say, you headed to work? And I click the button.
Right. It tries to anticipate where I'm going. Car does all
right.
The
if
time.
You go there enough, you develop a pattern. So it's
Believe me, and the people that say, "Well, I'm not going to put my number out there because I'm trying to be, I don't want it out there in the public."
It's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there. 100%.
I mean, there's so many things that are out there on anybody. I mean, it's just the thing about me. I have a common name, and if you have a common name, you're a little bit luckier.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people with your name.
I would agree. If I go look up.
But if you're a different, if you're a unique name, they got you.
Yeah, you're right about that. You can look up Bob Johnson and you'll get 150,000
hits. Bob Johnson would be a tough one.
Yeah, it would be.
And the other things, beside all this police and cops getting shot and people running off the road and knocking over pipelines that send flames up 1,000 feet in the air. Crazy in Houston. Just so much. The impossible happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to everything, is the impossible. 18 inches of rain in Carolina Beach this week in like a 24-hour period.
Wow, that's
a lot of rain, sports fans. That's a lot of rain.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. And it just takes you all the stuff that's going on. You have to just detach and learn how to relax. And I watched, I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to confess, I just finished watching the season 4 of Emily in Paris, and I could lose my man license for that.
You're the one who told me about
that.
I knew somebody told me
about
that.
It is totally an escapist thing, and I love that little show. It's Phil Collins' daughter, Lily.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Paris, and it's got great pictures of Paris now Rome, because they're moving into Rome now, and Italy is part of their story.
Since you prefaced it as an escape for reality, I will give you a pass on that, Jimmy.
It's definitely an escape. And I started watching season two of Tulsa King.
Well, I've heard that's really good. Yeah.
Started to watch that. And I love Stallone. I'm one of those, and I'm not ashamed of it. I think
he's
great.
He is getting up there,
He is getting up there.
I don't know.
And aren't we all? But
kidding.
I always enjoyed our time together. And he was just great. And I remember my kids were raised on watching Rocky.
Yeah.
My oldest one. She said to me, because he was in town making a movie.
Yeah.
And he knew, and she knew that, we had seen it. We'd interviewed with him, and I'd been pictured with him and all that.
Yeah.
And she said, "Daddy, are you going to bring Rocky over?"
Yeah, yeah.
She kept thinking he was going to come over and see
us. But he never did, huh?
Well, we never asked him.
Yeah.
I told him he thought that was cute, too.
He probably would have. So he is as nice a guy as they come, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't want to be on his wrong side, but he was always, I loved his spirit. I like he's Rocky, he's Stallone.
Yeah, but it's what it is.
He's full of gas, but he can back it up, too.
I loved Rocky, of course, that he's known, obviously.
He's a great artist. He's a great painter. He's a lot of things.
I loved him in Rambo. I went out and bought.
Oh, Rambo was great.
After I saw that, I went out and bought the Rambo knife. You can buy it.
That big old thing.
And it had a compass, and it had stitches inside the handle.
He was good in the Cliffhanger movie. There was mountain climber thing. That was
Cliffhanger,
really,
I think it was called.
Movie.
Cliffhanger, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, and he was in a couple of boobies.
Yeah.
The Rockies, I love them.
They were great. They were fantastic.
First two or three were fantastic. Were some of my favorite. They're up there with James Bond in my favorite movie.
I would agree. So Tulsa King 2, season 2 is out now.
It's good. It's good.
Love it. Jimmy, always a pleasure to chat with you and try to solve the world's problem one episode at a time on Sweeping the Country. Until next time, I'm Derek Walker.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.